This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
A big 8-page cover story this weekend from Bloomberg. Socialism, it's a dirty word again. Globalism, EU elites, technocracy falling apart. And falling apart very, very quickly. Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest. This is a short 5-minute segment, a little 1-minute break coming up. I want to get back into Epstein and the impeachment in that segment. But let me go back to really toot your horn, because it was at least 15 years ago. I've been interviewing you 4 or 5 years that you were coming on going, and the EU is going to fall apart. It'd be a giant movement to topple that. And then, the East Coast cities are going to start collapsing. And then they'll saturate with immigrants, but then that'll collapse. That's in the LA Times today. And then there'll be a huge rebuilding. And then at a certain point, states like Texas will start dictating to Washington. And if they do things we don't like, we'll just not follow it. Well, I was having dinner with a retired person who actually worked for the Democrats, but they were saying, it'd be a well-known name for some folks. And they were talking about meeting with Governor Abbott, who I obviously know, and that they've got a whole plan of things collapse to just not follow what the feds say. The fact that so many states are in that position, the fact that if Trump fails, the states have already prepared and are already linking up to just not go along with the blue cities. So you have the blue cities and the globalists trying to impose power on everybody, really is an act of weakness. How were you, in the few minutes we have to break, able to accurately chart that, and what do you chart coming next?
It was very easy for me to chart it because, number one, the worst thing that the Northeast had in the Midwest and California was huge taxes. So what happened is the hedge fund guys, the multimillionaires, and the middle class all moved down to Florida. They moved down to Tennessee. They moved down to the South. They moved down to Texas, where there were no taxes and it was easier lifestyle. Number two, the power systems in Washington, D.C. were no longer relevant. I've said for a long time, if Trump hadn't been there, we really wouldn't have needed a president. And the reality of what you're seeing now, forget the Epstein phenomenon, because that's the end of the CIA, the FBI, and a whole bunch of people who attempted to have a coup there. It didn't work. The other part is the impeachment part, where a Nancy Pelosi is basically the Joker in this movie, where in her own mind she thinks she's wonderful. This is her swan song, but this is the swan song to the entire House of Representatives, because in a time where we really don't need representatives and an arcane model, we are working with the internet. We're not a democracy. If we had a democracy, as Ross Perot said, we would be punching our computers and just voting constantly on our own. So basically, the representational government will decrease in importance. The governors in the South, Abbott, DeSantis, will become more important. And the governors in California, for example, where you have Nancy Pelosi doing a swan song and self-destructing with the Democrats in Washington, at the same time they're self-destructing in California. How does she explain 85,000 homeless in San Francisco? Even the New York Times went out of its way to say, this is disgraceful. Look at the video. Then they have 85,000 homeless in Los Angeles.
And now all the industry's pulling out, and now no one's having conferences there. I mean, this is red line cardiac arrest.
Correct. It's not only cardiac arrest, Alex. It's a self-destructive impulse that kept coming in again and again. You have multi-billionaires out of, the high-tech areas in the Hollywoods. The Hollywood is finished. When you get a movie like The Irishman, which cost $180 million, and it's junk, I vote for the Academy Awards, and I'll vote for a movie like Harriet that cost $3 million. But $180 million for Robert De Niro, who doesn't even serve our country, who shoots his mouth off against the president, a man who's never had a formal education, a man who went to the Red School, which is a communist school, never really could articulate anything or write anything decent, shoots his mouth off, or Robert Redford, who had no education and comes out of Santa Monica. This is what we had out of Hollywood. It's finished. It's gone. We have the Roku. We have streaming. So Hollywood is finished. California is finished. What's becoming important? Texas. I've always said Texas in and of itself could secede from the Union and wouldn't need the rest of the Union. Florida can secede from the Union and wouldn't need the rest of the Union. In effect, what I'm saying, de facto, the South has risen again. It has risen in a way that belied the lies of Abraham Lincoln and the Northeast establishment.
Hold on, we got to go to break. Back in...
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In New York, a lot of great people live there, but the establishment, the corrupt in Los Angeles and San Francisco, are like dying cobras, fat on the blood of America, now angry that we're removing them from our throats, so they just bite us again and again. We already took the full load of poison. We've kind of grown used to it. In fact, it's what gets us out of bed in the morning. And all the intimidation, all the threats, it just doesn't work anymore because we were asleep. Now we're awake. They thought we were intimidated. No, we were just mesmerized by Hollywood, mesmerized by the left. And now people can't run away from it fast enough. All the metrics show the really young people, Generation Z, not the millennials, some of them are awake, but mainly the new Generation Z, people under 20, they don't buy anything the system says. They can't stand the establishment. They want authenticity. They want real. And the establishment's now hitting all their emergency buttons. They admit that what Dr. C. Pachinik's been saying on this show for 15 years isn't itself just wishful thinking. It's unfolding. So continue wherever you want to go now. I want to finish up with Epstein. And for me, the big story is the corporate media knew about Epstein, knew what was going on, pliantly covered it up for 13 years, and that still the same groups are doing the same crap, the same payloads, the same procurement. That's what I'm going to be exposing tonight. And they're doing nothing. And the media has this, and they're not just scared. They know you don't touch it. And so it's very, very shameful, and it'll be the nails in their political coffins. Anything else in that whole area of Epstein that I want to get into? Impeachment, the death throes of the Dems, but I don't want to be too confident because they could certainly try to, like a giant squid, take us down with them.
Not really. I mean, the Democratic Party as it is now is in the throes of death. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has really is singing a swan song. Her manipulation to try to get it into the Senate is not working. And basically, that was her last swan song to say to somebody, I have no more power. And I'm playing the game and I'm playing bluffing. The real issue right now is that we will continue to exist, as you said, General Z, General whatever the millennials are. But here in the South, I have young men and women who are in the Christian movement at the same time they serve in our National Guard, at the same time they teach. So there's a whole generation of young men and women here in the South that will become our new leaders. They're very much like DeSantis, who was in the military. You're seeing more CIA operatives going into Congress. You see more military individuals, as I predicted, would go into the Congress and Senate. Once we have that, We have people who understand we can no longer go to wars. We can't go to Vietnam. We can't go to Korea. We can't go to Iraq. We can't go to Afghanistan and listen to all these chicken hawks like the Bush Juniors or the Obamas.
Elaborate on that, because it's not combat veterans and people that want to start senseless wars. They want to get things fixed before that. It's only the chicken hawks that have never been in combat who are obsessed with it because they believe it's manly and tough, and they make huge amounts of money out of directing it.
Correct. And so we go back to, let's say, John F. Kennedy, who was totally psychotic, had Addison's disease, had the greatest number of wars that anybody had ever seen. And, of course, he was taken care of by a guy named Todmeyer and others, Alan Dulles. We had LBJ, who had increased the war presence.
And let me ask you that question, because I want you to, you're a psychiatrist, you've studied JFK, and you have the medical records and, you know, run major mental wards. And then look at Bobby. Why would the mafia put them in power? And then why would they instantly turn on them?
Because, number one, you got to understand, Joe Kennedy and what's happening now with the Epsteins, the Bronfmans and the Maxwells were all part of the Jewish, Italian, Irish gang that came out of the Bronfmans making alcohol in Canada, transporting it through Joe Kennedy's trucks into Cleveland, where Luciano and Meyer Lansky were then distributing it out to all of the distribution channels, and basically that type of coalition has been there for years. That's why you had the Maxwells involved in the Epstein case. You have the Bronfmans involved in the Epstein case. It was an antiquated system that was reignited by the CIA and the Mossad. Those days are gone. That's finished, because the CIA and our intelligence systems really isn't all that good anymore. Gina Haskell has never been held accountable for torturing people. In other words, we have a system that really holds nobody accountable for anything. Gina Haskell has not been accountable for this. Epstein was not accountable. The people who ran Epstein is not accountable. The presidents who ran 9/11 and did a false flags into Iraq and Afghanistan, Cheney, Bush Jr.,
Back to Epstein, it's obviously being used as a set piece to try to blackmail in different power structures, but it is a big detonator that can blow them up because it obviously feeds into a whole bunch of different networks and groups. What are you expecting to happen with that? Where do you think that's going, and what would you advise Trump to do?
What I would advise Trump to do is fire half of the people. I've never seen so many people in the White House, particularly 2,000 people on the NSC. That is absurd. I would start, getting rid of all of these people in the White House, decrease it from about thousands to a couple of hundred, the way James Baker ran it, the way it was run under the Schultz administration, a very tight administration. The Epsteins of the world are finished. There's no accountability, and they're not going to go back to an accountability. Because if they start that accountability, a lot of people would be in prison, and they can't do it, and nor do they have the guts to do it. And Barr is going to be one of those people who would have to be held accountable for this nonsense to say, oh, yeah, well, we had a prison guards, but they were asleep. That's nonsense. So what we have right now is we have to keep going on and say, all right, where are we going from here? Well, Brexit, I got to give credit to Boris Johnson. He really came to a point that I didn't think was possible. And the reason Brexit occurred, and I could predict it, was that France was trying to neutralize Germany in the 1950s, and they created the EU. The fact is that Germany was in two world wars, had really defeated France in two world wars, and once again in the 2020s, Germany is defeating France as an economic power. So France can never be a major economic force, and that's why a guy like Macron, who's the, you know, son or the offshoot of the Rothschild, and really is an effectual, he's an effete leader, he's not going to lead anything. Whereas Angela Merkel, a PhD in nuclear physics, can run Germany, because Germany is a very tough country. It doesn't matter where they are and what they're going to do. They're going to be the primary force in the EU. But England will break away. Boris Johnson has been more effective than anybody else. He'll make an alliance with Trump. Trump, in turn, will bring him into the Canadian and Mexican agreement, and then he will bring him into the China agreement, where everybody said he couldn't do it. We're going to have an agreement with China. At the same time, we do have tensions with China, and I predicted that in one of my books, Pax Pacifica, Blood Heat. I said that the Spratly Islands would be populated by the Chinese 20, 30 years ago. Well, the Chinese are all over South China Sea, and now they went into a country that I helped to create through the Bush administration, and that was Cambodia. It was I who put Hun Sen, who's now been a leader there for 37 years. And we used to say then, 37 years ago, that the warmest part of Hun Sen was his glass eye. But he was a Khmer Rouge. I had Pol Pot. I had Khieu Samphan. And we had to make a deal, which was called the Paris Peace Accord, 1991, which I write all about in the book in detail. I had to bring back criminals to put them into a peace treaty, along with Claude Martin from France, the Russians, who were very helpful, and other countries that were helpful in putting together Cambodia. Now, where is it 37 years later? The Chinese came back and building airfields for their military jets, for their warships, and we're losing that. So we need a more sophisticated Secretary of State than Pompeo. He's supposedly smart, but I haven't seen it. He tends to go into every field. He tends to have a short attention span in these fields, and then he leaves. He's not a strategist, although he's
number one. Stay there. I want to get into this whole list of things. I want to get into your book. And I want to get into more of how you see the election and the impeachment and coup unfolding. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Dr. Steve Pachinik's our guest. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Segment of this hour, I'm going to open the phones up for like 5-6 people just to ask a quick question to Dr. Steve Pachinik. The number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. This is a short segment, longer segment coming up. I got so much to get into, and I am going to read your book. Let's plow in to your new book and why Hollywood tried to suppress it and block it, and why they're scared of it. I mean, I can't wait to read it. American Warrior in Crisis, Tales of a Political Psychiatrist, and it's got a wild cover, Dr. Pachinik.
The cover was done by a very talented woman by the name of Renee. She was the granddaughter of Adrian Rogers, Renee Rogers. And Adrian Rogers, as many of you would know, was one of the premier Southern Baptists in this country. And one of the things that I think is important to understand is that Christianity is the fundamental concept or overlay faith in the United States. It's Judeo-Christian concepts that created this country. We're not Muslims. We're not Hindus. We welcome everybody, but you have to come in here and pay the price. So why did I write the book? I wrote a book about a kid who came from Cuba. He's Jewish from the Holocaust. And comes into Harlem, and what does he do? I mean, does he either defeat and give up or go into a private school or whatever? And so this is the story of a young kid who goes up to Cornell on a scholarship because of the Republicans, thanks to Rockefeller, and goes to Cornell and finds out, wow, this school is not really all that great. As a matter of fact, the French course that he knows pretty well, they're still using textbooks which were using tanks 20 years ago that were used for the French war, and the school itself didn't realize and doesn't want to criticize itself. Then he goes on to medical school at Cornell under a scholarship and turns out, wow, 4 years of med school, I didn't really need that. I've got dead cadavers, I'm looking at rats, but I really don't have the clinical practice that I need, and they're discriminatory, and at the same time they are ruthless and sadistic, so Cornell Medical School suddenly becomes, from an anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, anti-woman, anti- Black school, becomes the Weill Medical School by Sandy Weill, who is a corrupt a banker of Citibank and gives hundreds of millions.
You're
of dollars.
Saying you got a real education about how crazy parts of the establishment had been because they weren't people that built the country. They had just taken over the power, and you saw the megalomania.
Exactly. And to this day, I still say to the president, Pollack, you know, why don't you come and do something honest instead of propagating the nonsense that you're doing at Cornell University? Well, suddenly I'm going to Harvard. And who was compromised at Harvard? Epstein. And the guy, the president of Harvard, is named Becko, who went to MIT and served under Raphael Wraith. And when I go to MIT, it was a formidable school because I was trained by Lucian Pai, by people, Harold Laswell, politics and psychology, and by an institution called the CIA and Defense Advanced Research Project. I was trained by them, but I never belonged to them. So in the military, they made me a captain. And at the same time, I was a DAS and a medical doctor, but it allowed me, because I tend to be bold and not self-righteous, I can come in and say to Jimmy Carter, look, you're not running the Hanafi Muslim situation very well. I'm going to take it over, and you can fire me or you can subordinate me. It doesn't matter, but I'm going to take out the 500 hostages that are out there where the FBI messed up and you messed up, and then we're going to save them. And that's what happened. Then I come back under the Bush administration and the Reagan administration. I say, okay, I'll go down and see Noriega. And Noriega wants me, you know what, never become an ally of the United States. But he and I got along very well because he wanted to be a psychiatrist, but he couldn't afford to be a psychiatrist because he was too poor. But he warned me that there's going to be an invasion, and Bush Sr. was going to do that. And guess what? There was an invasion, and it was useless, for the same reason that Bush Sr. went into Iraq. Useless. And what happens then? I go from Noriega, and then I go on to the Maryland Savings and Loan, where I see none other than Pelosi's family, a corrupt father, a corrupt brother, corrupt governor, corrupt bankers, corrupt SNLs. I take them all over. And guess what happens? The guys from Drexel and others become again. They reconstituted through MIT and Harvard and all the institutions, but we don't hold anybody accountable. Nobody goes to jail. And I'm saying to myself, wow, this is amazing, this country. You can commit all kinds of crimes, but if you say anything about Obama, which I said on the radio, he's a CIA operative, and that's fine with me. I don't care, but why don't you tell that to the American public? By the way, his mother's Ann Denham, who was also a CIA operative, and by the way, his maternal grandmother and grandfather worked for me at the East-West Center in Hawaii, and they were CIA bankers. And guess what I get? A $20,000 subpoena saying I've got to go see the prosecutor in Florida. It cost me $20,000 in lawyers who were incompetent to address the fact that I had to deal with something called the Aldo Moro kidnapping, which I had to deal with the fact that Aldo Moro was assassinated by the Red Brigade. Was I involved in that? I won't go into the details, but I did what I had to do. And in fact, that was only the beginning of it. And then I had to take down the Soviet Union. Well, how do you take down the Soviet Union? Do you suddenly make expansive statements, or do you become like the CIA and make believe you're shooting and non-shooting? Well, I turned out to spend a lot of time in the Soviet Union in the 70s because I was director of National Institute of Mental Health International Division, which was one position, me. But I spent a lot of time with the KGB, and I spent a lot of time with people in the psychiatric hospitals in Kachinko, and I write about that. And what the Soviets were doing was exactly what's happening to Christians all over the world. We talk about Jews having been persecuted, but I keep saying about Christians and why I spent my life trying to save them from barbaric institutions. The Kachinko Psychiatric Hospital put away Christians as political dissidents. And what I did was to commoditize those Christians and say to the head of this, who was Stalin's right-hand man, I'm going to commoditize Christianity. I'm going to give you 5 Wang computers for one Christian, 6 Wang computers for another. But I'm going to take out 20 different Christians. We're not going to say they're Christians. We're not going to say they're dissidents. But I'm going to give you Wang computers. And that's how it worked. Then eventually I saw the fact that the Soviet Union wasn't really producing it.
You're saying underground Christian networks were key to the taking down the Soviet Union. And now Russia's becoming very Christian right now. And that enraged enrages Hollywood.
Well, the fact that, well, what should enrage Hollywood and should enrage all the Democrats is that they're too stupid to understand. We put in Vladimir Putin. I was involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union. And part of the Soviet Union, it's in the agreement 20 years ago, is Crimea. That Russia did not invade Crimea. Crimea belongs to Russia for hundreds of years. So all this nonsense, about the invasion of Crimea or the Ukraine.
And Dr. Bujanic, a lot of this sounds like to people like this guy sounds crazy, all these exaggerations, but I've actually looked at the history books. You did run the Camp David Accords, the only successful deal. You were involved with the Pol Pot stuff. You were involved with the Soviet Union. You've done all this stuff because you actually do work instead of sit around and talk about how you're an intelligence op and sit around in a bar bragging and patting each other on the back. Let's come back and talk about all this straight ahead and get into what's coming next. So much more with Dr. Steve Pachetti.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the info war.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Central every day. Tonight, 6 o'clock, we're going to air extended coverage of the Clinton Body Count documentary film at Bandai Video and on the radio and TV satellite feeds. And I'll be there with you. And then sometime tonight or tomorrow morning, I'm going to release this bombshell FC information. All right, Dr. Pachinik, very interesting book. You've got a lot of best-selling books, and you never wanted to promote them on air. So I'm kind of picking up from this book that I haven't read yet that it's a memoir of a lot of the amazing things you witnessed that you saw from your very varied life and all the interesting places you've gone. And I would guess, you know, a lot of this bird's eye, but also fly on the wall level view is information that really nobody outside of a very few people has ever been privy to. So this is really a groundbreaking book.
It's in many ways, it's groundbreaking. It really is just a simple story, which I wanted to say, look, I'm a refugee, came to the United States, and I was asked to serve in this country. And I said, fine, I'm more than happy to serve. I was the only one who was drafted out of 88 doctors in my medical school. And I knew that. And I said, fine, if I'm going to serve, let me tell you what, I want to be the best educated cadaver on any battlefield. And they sent me to med school, residency, and MIT. And as a result, I served the military. I was at a rank for about 10 seconds of rear admiral. But I never accepted a uniform. I never accepted a rank. And I didn't want to get paid. And to this day, I still work with different elements of the intelligence community because that's my service, and I'm proud to get it.
And here's the next thing I want to get at. Give us your gestalt or an approximation of the current battlefield state, who the main blocks are, what Trump's doing right and wrong, because this is beyond censorship. Big tech now has AI in control, blocking photos of Melania saying it's hate, blocking photos of yours truly, women at the shooting range, women saying they like Trump, they're being blocked, they're being told you'll be banned. So there's real, beyond 1984, surveillance in place. They're blocking the political advertising while letting Democrats operate advertising under the guise of news. Sure, the Republicans have raised more money, but they can't spend it because they won't let them. This is fundamental tyranny. So I get you don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves. The Democrats are in trouble. It's blowing up in their face. I understand that. But we're barely able to stay on air, and we were a bigger organization that had other ways of getting stuff out. Everybody else is being destroyed. Trump keeps saying he's going to do something, but we're not seeing that. Meanwhile, big tech, as you know, has moved to China. They've demanded the code keys. Apple already did it. Now next week's the deadline, the new year, where any company in China has to basically give access to their members' files. They're talking about a national security crisis. And, of course, I'm sure there's some plan to have stuff that sets the Chinese up within that. I'm sure it's a trap. But still, this is all just incredibly out of control. And I get we're going into a war footing with China. That's good. But beyond Huawei, Apple basically acts like worse than Huawei. And Trump's parading around with Tim Cook.
I don't disagree with you, and that's one of the problems I've had with Trump, that he isn't strong enough to demand new personnel in the White House and fewer. One of the elements that's coming to the forefront in our administration and in the Trump administration, I can't go into detail for other reasons, is the fact that we're getting into cyber command and cyber control. In the beginning, for the past 10 years before, I was involved with a gentleman by the name of Keith Alexander, who was really the father of cyber control and cyber command at the NSA. Then it was given over to Admiral Mike Rogers, who did a brilliant job. He came out of the Navy, and he was the one who said, look, this is what the reality is. This is where we're headed, and this is where we're going. And now we have a General Nakasone who's involved in cyber command. I can't go into the total details, but I can say this, that the problem of the present companies that are too large and too big and out of control is real. And if they continue, there will be legislation and there will be demands from within the government. And it will come from the military side of the government, which is also civilian, because cyber command now brings in both civilian and military elements to say, OK, you guys have too much power and we're going to start breaking it up. And that's what you're going to expect to see in terms of Facebook. That's what Zuckerberg has to face. You're going to see that with respect to Google, which is totally out of control. And the irony was I brought in the founders of it from the Soviet Union when they were just kids, 7 years old. Now I'm monitored, and I'm demonetized as you are. And here's the irony. You bring in those very people who are now going to create the very element that might destroy me or you, but at the same time, I have full faith that we can continue now and that Trump will be stronger in the next administration. I believe he will be elected. I believe the impeachment has no relevance whatsoever than a lot of noise. But at the same time, we do have to deal with the Chinese aggression in terms of 5G, artificial intelligence, Huawei, and the interrelationships that we have between our big government, big corporations, and their corporations.
Sure. What's the Space Force? And if what you're saying is there's a million people with a top security clearance in our corporations, just like William Benny says, the NSA is built for everybody to go into it secretly. That's the big national security threat. Sure, it lets the bureaucracy play God, but now they've given up any real power they have to centralized state actors. And why the hell would they build a Swiss cheese, you know, backdoor labyrinth into everything? It needs to be reversed.
I agree with you. Number one, the NSA is not the predominant power anymore. You have to go to an institution that's been created about 9 to 10 years ago. Clapper, ironically, was the first director, but he's not anymore. And that is the National Geospatial Agency.
Sure. And that brings us next to the Space Force, which is really Space Command. And, of course, that's really a whole other separate, I would say, breakaway government or shadow government. I mean, from my perspective, what is Space Force? We know it's a bunch of different elements that Trump is trying to now make into a new branch of the military. How would you quantify what Space Force is?
I would quantify it as saying it's the counterforce to the civilian equivalent of NASA. NASA was a primary a base under which guys like, Boeing could come in and create their starship, but it didn't work. And that was a basis for which private corporations, even some government corporations, could send up a rocket. But Space Force has a very strong element of a military aspect. And what I mean by military is right now we have in space all kinds of satellites really shooting and attacking each other for quite some time. And we don't talk about it, but honestly, we do need a component where we have our own rocket.
We're not as dominant as we were. The Chi-Coms are destroying our satellites. No. We need to have somebody go out there and wipe a bunch of them out.
Well, we were not dominant for many years. As a matter of fact, I was shocked that for 20 years from Montana onward, in order to launch a satellite into space, we had to pay the Russians about $75 million.
And again, that's sabotage. Why do we get rid of the Saturn rocket plans and all that? I mean, there's been clear sabotage at NASA.
I can't tell you the specifics of it. NASA has its own bureaucracy, which is quite huge, and it's located in Titusville. I know something about it, but I can't pretend to say that I really know a lot about it. And at this particular point, I do know that we're shifting over to the NGA, we're shifting over to Cyber Command, we're shifting over to a militarized space unit, which is not related.
And so that's one way for Trump not to just fire everybody. He can just create new clean groups and then cut the funding to the others.
Well, that's correct. But at the same time, he does have to start firing. And that cannot, he has to have somebody inside who can say, no, 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 this has to be cut. You can't have 75,000 people at the State Department. It's an antiquated institution. Even though I enjoy the Foreign Service Office, I really don't need political ambassadors.
Well, sure, anybody knows, even in their business or their household or anywhere, if you get too many people, no work gets done. They all just have bureaucratic meetings and mess with each other all day. We're going to come back and take calls with great questions for Dr. Steve Pachinik, and I'm going to ask you more about, because he's not a guy to make stuff up, about having a hand taking out that particular Israeli prime minister back in the early 1990s. I want to ask him about that a little bit more. And then, Gerald Celente, always informative, is coming up. And then, 6 o'clock tonight, I'm going to be back live with the Clinton Body Count documentary. And then we're going to drop the big Epstein bombshells. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Steve Pachinik, I want to jam in a few phone calls. So we take five. They got like 20 on the board, but we'll get to some of them here in a moment. Doc, you were bringing up Yitzhak Rabin and his assassination early on and what happened there. And then I guess that started a long train of the Likudniks getting back into power. And you were saying you had a hand in that? That's quite a statement.
Well, the statement is this. I had gone to see him as an officer of the State Department, and because I was a psychiatrist and I was with someone else I don't want to identify, I basically saw clinically that he was exceedingly depressed. And I asked him, is there anything we can do to help you? And he was just slow talking, slow movement and all of that. And I mentioned it to somebody I do not want to identify who's dead now, who was one of the key operatives in the Mossad, and he worked in the United States. And I said, you know, you've got to deal with this a prime minister. And it wasn't an assassination that I had in mind. On the contrary, I was thinking of, you know, asking him to leave and then treating him. But the reality was that Itzha Rabin knew very well that he was totally depressed. And when he was asked, actually, by the Shin Bet, the head of the Shin Bet, as I understand, you know, do you want anything to protect you or, you know, any bodyguards? And it was revolving around the Oslo Agreement. And I was not involved in the Oslo Agreement. I didn't think it was much of anything. It was just a lot of hoo-ha that Clinton and Dennis Ross and others created, which wasn't equal to what was done in Camp David Accord. And Rabin said no. He didn't want bodyguards, and he didn't want a bulletproof vest. And that was the last I had heard about it. And I knew very well when the assassination occurred, and it was supposedly over the Oslo Agreement and support, I knew that wasn't really the case. But be it as it may, that was an indirect way of saying, you know, there was a problem in Israel, and they had to deal with it. Now, Israel has this problem right now with Bibi, and I've said it many times before. His father was one of my teachers at Cornell University. He was, I think, totally out of control. Bibi is a total narcissist, self-aggrandizing. He's kind of a quasi-terrorist who's holding Israel hostage to his narcissism and the fact that he's fearful he's going to go to prison. Well, he's corrupt. His wife is corrupt. That's obvious. And Benny Gantz, who is the far more serious candidate and is a general in the Israeli army, was the chief of the Israeli army, should have really been the leader. But Bibi is so self-centered that he realizes that only his narcissism is what's key to the state of Israel. And in fact, the state of Israel really has to get rid of Bibi and continue to be what it was and is a formidable high-tech company which produces an incredible amount.
Okay, but I mean, why then do we see like the Rothschild economists, everybody want Bibi out? I mean, what's the fight going on there?
I didn't know the Rothschilds want him out. I don't know very much about the Rothschilds per se, but basically the people who want him out is the fact that he is a corrupt individual and he doesn't want to face that.
What about Ehud Barak hanging out with Epstein? Obviously, was he managing honey traps?
Now we have a very interesting story. Ehud Barak was highly compromised, and he had been in intelligence. He was in the military. And once again, when you are dealing with the Israeli Mossad and you're dealing with Maxwell, who was a Jewish immigrant from the Holocaust and basically was one of the key elements in the Mossad working with Epstein as his daughter, Giselle McKenzie, who they can't find. I mean, in all of America, the woman who pimps for Epstein, you can't find her. That's an amazing phenomenon. That has the credibility of the fact that Epstein, you know, killed himself. So that, again, we have this issue of credibility. We have this issue of, you know, consequences. And we're not a country who follows through. And in a way, Israel is trying to follow through because they're saying, you know what? You're going to jail, Bibi, no matter what. You're going to end up in jail, and we're going to throw you out. So eventually I predict that Bibi is going to leave, and Benny Gantz will take over, and hopefully Israel can
all
turn
right
around.
Let's take a phone call here. Sean in New Jersey, you've got a question for Bashanik. Go ahead.
Thank you, brother. I would like to say Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, and God bless the both of you, sir. I thank you so much for coming forward. You have no idea what it means to have us hear from you.
Go ahead and get your question. Thanks, Sean.
You're kind of pressed. My question is there anything that we, the people, the oath keepers, former military, law enforcement, is there anything we can do to come together to show President Trump that no matter what, we're with him so he can start expediting his...
Now, what do we do to get Trump to get tough and go after the deep state and not just put up with their crap?
That's an excellent point. I think you should all get together within your own groups and start writing letters and, you know, sending Twitter or however you want to communicate to Trump that we support him, but we need to have a tougher approach in the next administration. We have to start cleaning up.
And by the way, does listen to the people, and a lot of it gets to him. So everybody, I mean, you have a chance with this president. He actually values what the general public says. That's a fact. Absolutely, you got to go bullhorn the White House, go to his events, stand in line, hand him a letter. It really works.
It does work. And I think what Alex said to you is exactly correct. And I know people here in the South who do go to his rallies and they do attend and they do send in messages. But I think the Oath Keepers should get together and as an entity to really say, look, we want a tougher government. We want a smaller government. We're paying our taxes. We want fewer taxes. And we don't want as many people in the government. So let's start firing. And one of the things we do want is an infrastructure capacity where we're repairing our bridges and we're repairing our
roads.
He's
been trying that, and the Democrats have literally been blocking it. Thank you, Sean. Great question. Jeff's got a question in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air with Dr. Steve Pachinik of stevepachinik.com. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, yeah, I just want to say I love listening when Dr. Pachinik's on. I think he's the best guest you got, Alex. Anyway, if we get rid of the CIA like you were talking about, Dr. Pachinik, what do we do in terms of knowing what other nations are doing, since other nations are going to continue to spy on us?
Wouldn't you just have a unified presidential and congressional directive of the mission, then have it through the five different military agencies, and then basically scale it back, and then actually only act on real issues instead of trying to be a huge bureaucratic control arm and be snooping on everything?
Well, you have a point. It's not just getting rid of the CIA. We have 16 different intelligence units that really don't work together. And then we have a 17th element, the DNI, that was created after 9/11. We don't need that. What I need is one integrated force which really brings it all together and uses human. We're not very good in human. I have to tell you that. Over the years, after about the Reagan administration, we really did not concentrate on our ability to understand dynamics and possible outbreaks. So
and used to, as you know, I mean, just 30 years ago, the professionals, the corporate people, the doctors, everything was leveraged into HUMAT against the Soviets and others, and we were dominant because our professionals were all doing stuff. Now, literally, the so-called intelligence class is a bunch of delusional, like you said, narcissists on power trips, imagining themselves like some fictitious James Bond character. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let me give you an example. The reason I was trained in both psychiatry and in politics was because Harold Laswell, Lucian Pai, and others at MIT and elsewhere, University of Chicago and Yale, had created a specialty called political psychology or political psychiatry. We need more of those people. And ironically, Yale University, which comes back and always criticizes the president, is the very source of that political psychology, but they don't even.
And let me stop you there. We may have to do two more segments if you can stay to get to all these calls. You got to go, I understand. But just pulling back, so much of America's power is exporting our good ideas and then helping build infrastructure and really helping people. It's not acting tough and killing people and, you know, all of this stuff. It's actually promoting Americana. But if we lose that Americana and that pioneering spirit and don't export that, we're dead. It's our spirit that's dominant that we need to rekindle.
Well, I agree with you, but I see that, again, I see it within the Christian fundamentalist community, and that's why when I saw the comment from one of Billy Graham's magazines, I knew that was not the Graham family.
That's where I wanted to go next, because it was the Christian evangelicals that helped bring down the Soviet Union, as you know. And when I was a kid, I watched them being leveraged in Dallas against the Soviet Union to great effect. I didn't know you were on the other end of that, but I saw that as a child growing up. And that's why the globalists fear Christians so much, is they know we'll kick their ass.
Well, it's not only that. There is a real problem of Christianity being killed. There are over 2 million Christians have been slaughtered. Chaldeans, Assyrians, Coptic. I go into Egypt, I remember years ago, and I would say to the Egyptian leaders, this is 10, 20 years ago, you've destroyed 10 Coptic places of worship. And then years later, it's 200. And then at the council before I left, I said at the Council on Foreign Relations, do not take out Bashar Assad. One of the reasons I went in there and sacrificed my life was because the president or Dr. Bashar Assad does protect millions of Christians.
Stay right there. Let's come back and talk about that and this Christians Today attack that blew up. But you're absolutely right. Christians, even the UN admits, are the majority of persecuted groups. How do we get America to start defending Christians? That is so critical to the future of the whole planet, not just America. Hour number four is 2 minutes away.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.